Hello everyone, and welcome to another episode and a new season of the Life Transformational Self-Help. I am your host, Wilhelmina, and my new topics of discussion are coming from my book that I've been writing over the years, Signs of Having Demonic Spirits Riding Your Back. And also, there will be episodes presented which aren't a part of this book, as the Holy Spirit leads me to speak. And coming soon, it's already here, there will be some seasons dedicated to serving our children through my Bible explorations for children. First of all, I want to acknowledge that the music in the background is, I have no rights to it, but I'm using it as a background noise to block out the noise in the background. Happy, blessed, prosperous New Year to all of my first time and returning listeners. As we have transitioned into 2022, it is the perfect opportunity for rethinking, reshaping, and to keep moving forward. There is no need for looking back to the things that have happened in 2021 unless it's to reflect upon and learn from it, because it is the past and you can't undo or change anything about it. Looking back will hinder you from growing, going forward. Today's episode is titled, Someone or Something is Knocking at the Door of Your Heart. Are you listening? There's an unctioning thereof and a pulling, tugging within you. But have you stopped for a moment to learn what it is about? With women, it is intuition. When they have children, but with born-again believers, it's identified as a discerning of your spirit, which means that there is something so important that you must pay close attention to discover what is trying to pull or lead you towards, either the unknown or trusting in knowing with God. But you belong. The Holy One anointed you, and you all know it. I haven't been writing this to tell you something you don't know, but to confirm the truth you do know, and to remind you that the truth doesn't breed lies. This is found in the book of 1 John, chapter 2, verse 20 through 21. Some of you have been feeling this for a while, but haven't answered to your calling. This may be because you haven't recognized the voice of God, but there is a reason why you can't hear His voice. Either you're too deep into your sins and giving your attention to things of no value, which could block you from everything good to be discovered or heard, or you have a rebellious spirit keeping you from moving when God speaks to you, which is a block on your prosperity. And also, you may not be filled with the Holy Spirit. Moving in the now, 0 to 5 seconds, meaning as the Holy Spirit is speaking, not only have you heard what the Spirit said, but also moved when He spoke to you without a second thought. 0 to 5 seconds. As we have heard in the above scripture mentioned, you are being reminded that you are already equipped with the truth about your future. Why do you have unbelief in your heart? How would you know when you are giving your full attention to hearing what God has to say to you? One way is that prosperity begins to manifest itself. Another way is that your way of thinking has become God's way of thinking and doing. So ponder upon who or what is knocking at the door of your heart. Are you a hearer or a listener? The difference between the two is that a hearer only hears and there is no action or movement behind it. On the other hand, a listener not only hears what is being said, but does what is spoken. God is love, and love expresses action. His action is calling, but are you listening? Listening helps us to identify exactly what is tugging and pulling at our heart. So think about, if love is knocking at the door of your heart, am I willing to listen and move within the 0 to 5 seconds, meaning now, to receive what your heart is so desiring? Now, if you are hearing anything opposite of God's love, it's time to reprogram and shut down or block out everything which isn't the hearing of the voice of God. Be careful of where you place your attention, because what you most give your attention to, its spirit will come to live inside of you. Let me help you a little more to understand what I mean by this. Here is a good example. If you spend most of your time drinking alcohol or smoking cigarettes and or doing drugs, the spirit of poverty, along with sickness, diseases, and addiction, such as always lacking in finances, homelessness, asthma, Alzheimer's, dementia, and cancer, are all the byproducts of this. Depending upon what you give your attention to, demonic forces are watching and studying your every move. So do some deep reflecting on what type of listener you are, and you will be able to discern whether you are hearing the voice of God or an imitation of what may sound like you're hearing the voice of God. As this episode is coming to its end, I hope you have enjoyed this message, but there is one last thing before we conclude. I would like to invite you to a prayer of confession of faith. Could you speak this with me? Heavenly Father, forgive me of my sins. I believe that Jesus died and rose on the third day just for me. I'm asking you to come into my life and direct my path towards your righteousness. My hopes and dreams are in you. You, Father God, are the source and the only source for making my hopes, dreams, visions, and destiny a reality. It is according to my perceptions of who you are that I may increase. In you, I have my being, and without you, I could do nothing. Father God, I surrender every area of my life to you, now and forever. In Jesus' name, amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer of belief in Jesus and you have salvation, it is only the beginning of what's to be completed. It's necessary that you be water baptized, which is the outward symbol that you have died to your old life and is brought up in the newness of Christ, and to receive the Holy Spirit, which is the completion of our sealed promise from Jesus. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bound or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. This is found in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13. So that's meaning this scripture is saying that this is a gift to all. This is to you. It doesn't matter whether you're a Jew or a Gentile or whatever it is. It's offered to everyone. The Holy Spirit is our only way of escaping this sin-affected world and having liberty, freedom, and peace of mind for temporarily living in this world. Today, if you are unsure or struggling about which way to go, now is the time for you to reflect on what your future would look like because of the choices and decisions you make today. This is not a time for turning your back on God, but an opportunity to receive Him while He's near. If you're still thinking that what you've done in the past that has not worked out for you will work for you now and for your future, think again. Because you can't pull from your past to add to what God has for you now. What God has for you in the now stays in the now, because that is where God is moving, and looking back hinders your prosperity and makes you not fit for the kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, No man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. This is found in the book of Luke, chapter 9, verse 62. You may be wondering when it will be the right time to receive the Holy Spirit. Now, within the 0 to 5 seconds that you have heard this message, the moment you've decided to listen to this message, because your appointed time is as you were listening in on this podcast episode. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose ye this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. This is found in the book of Joshua, chapter 24, verse 15. Reflecting over your life, you may come to a point where it's time for you to rethink and do some soul searching to change what you're used to doing. If things haven't turned out to be the way that you expected, or it seems as though your life has become out of control, it means that it is time for you to come out of the comforts of rebellion, fear, doubt, worry, shame, unbelief, and all negativity that you have made a home with and has made a home in your subconscious state of mind. It's no longer a security, but a stunt to your prosperity growth. Just breathe in slowly and then step out of your comfort zone into your faith with trusting God 100%. If you choose not to do so, is one way of choosing defeat over victory. And it is your way of saying, I'm going to keep my foot in heaven and the other in hell, just in case I miss out on my opportunity for God to prosper me and have my fun too. Taking this type of risk could cause you to miss the rapture. This is double-minded thinking. Remember, a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. You are accountable for the choices you make, whether it has been in the past or the present, and you have no one else to blame for that choice or decision but yourself. Don't allow the enemy to deceive you with double-minded thinking. This isn't possible, so stop listening to the enemy's lies. And just in case you didn't know, he is the father of lies. You are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. You can find this scripture in the book of John, chapter 8, verse 44. So you can't serve God and man, meaning you can't, be working for God and serving the world at the same time. You can't worship two gods at the same time. Loving one God, you'll end up hating the other. Or the adoration of one feeds contempt for the other. You can't worship God and money both. This is found in Matthew chapter 6, verse 24. But choose wisely, because that day you choose to step back into sin or turn and go the opposite of what God has planned for your life could become the darkest day of your life and cost you more than physical things, which may seem of importance, but the greatest of them all, an eternity to go back to your rightful place, which is with God in heaven. If you're looking for a true reality, this is what is to come. Then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. You can find this scripture in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 12, verse 7. Your body returns to the earth from which it came, and your spirit and soul will be returned to God, and there will your spirit stand before God, waiting for the judgment for what was done in this life. Your spirit and soul makes up who you are, not your physical body. If you grasp onto this concept, you will have an understanding of which direction you should go in this life. Don't wait too long before making a decision, because that decision could make your residency permanent in hell, the one place no one wants to be. Also, remember that your choices define where your destiny lies. And to choose sin is to step out of alignment headed towards death. And it is choosing to die, not only physically, mentally, emotionally, but also spiritually. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. This scripture is found in the book of Romans, chapter 6, verse 23. If you're finding yourself occasionally or habitually practicing any habitual things which seems out of character, such as sexual immorality, any type of sex outside of marriage, adultery, having any type of sexual relations with others outside of your marriage is a covenant or partnership between you and the one you decided or chose to be in covenant with. Homosexuality falls under sexual immorality. It is having sexual pleasures and sex with someone of the same sex. If you are living under the same roof, sleeping in the same bed, it is a type of shacking up, fornication, which is a deadly sexual sin against your own body. And if you are desiring to or have already entered into a marriage with the same sex, it is still shacking up, fornication, and papers of a signed deal with the devil and his kingdom. And another nasty habit is gossip, talking negatively as well as positively about anyone without their consent. Or shall we say, using someone else's information as a conversation starter and or to belittle or bully that person, and etc. The list can go on and on and on. These are sure signs of demonic spirits riding your back. It's time to break the sin cycle. You know that saying, you are what you eat, meaning physically. Meditate on the fact that this is not entirely true, because you are spirit, soul, and body. So your body is affected by what you eat and isn't all of you. Therefore, your spirit and soul is affected by what you consume on a daily basis mentally and emotionally. You will become whatever you give your attention to, meaning that whatever you entertain, its spirit will come to live inside of you. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is found in the book of 1 Thessalonians 5:23. Like I have mentioned in previous episodes, that your body is a temporary housing, and that which can't be seen, spirit and soul, is forever or permanent. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. This is found in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18. The choices you make today will have a positive or negative outcome on your purpose, and it changes the blueprint of your destiny. The most important decision you can make today is when thinking about oneself, is to renew your mind with a new heart by receiving a spiritual transplant, meaning to change your mind. Your new heart is the connection to being ready for the rapture, and you can't leave earth without it, or you find yourself in a place unwanted or of uncertainty. Jesus answered, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." This scripture you can find in the book of John, chapter 3, verse 5. Receive your transplant today and stay connected to your true destiny. Be prepared to leave and stay erect, meaning standing firm on your belief, being watchful in staying connected to the main source, which is God. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as for fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. This is found in the book of Acts chapter 2 verses 1 through 4. You know, like in algebra, you have an equation and it has the steps you must follow to obtain the solution. In other words, completing the equation, believing plus water baptism plus receiving the Holy Spirit is the completion of the equation. The Holy Spirit is the compass which continuously keeps us in position for reaching our heaven-bound destiny. In whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession, unto the praise of his glory. This is found in the book of Ephesians chapter 1 verses 13 through 14. Jesus is the only connection to eternal life, your new heart helping you in making the rapture and getting you into heaven. You may be wondering if it really takes all of this to wake up smiling with great joy and knowing you're free. Yes, it does take 100% of your dedication in prayer and participation for establishing your mood on a day-to-day basis and being in the presence of God. I promise you will not be disappointed. Our connection to God is through prayer and the Holy Spirit. Humans are a spirit housed in a body. Yes, the body you are possessing is a temporary housing, which means it is loaned out to you because earth is not your home and it doesn't make us who we are, but transports us from point A to point B. When we choose to live for God, our spirit connects with God, with the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit guides or instructs us on how to fulfill the plan that God has for our lives. Receiving the Holy Spirit provides wisdom. It becomes your guide, the help in your times of need. It will be a compass for you when you can't see your way. He is your way for being kept, your strength and sustainability in times of uncertainty. For those of you who believe in Jesus and are living the Christian life, believing and walking the life does you no service if you're walking around without the Holy Spirit residing in you. Without the Holy Spirit, you are just a vessel without any power and a prey for our adversary, the devil. The Holy Spirit is your engagement ring and down payment of God's promise to you. If you are already saved but haven't been filled with the Holy Spirit or haven't gotten an opportunity to know Jesus on a personal level, this invitation is extended to you so that you could experience a spectacular celebration into living beyond what you could ever think, dream, or ask. With God, it's life without limits. Now that you have some clarity about how the Holy Spirit operates in his connection with us, this is your opportunity to receive everything God has predestined for your life. Open up and allow the Holy Spirit to fulfill your lifetime as promised. On your journey to rediscovering what possibilities could become a reality, you may want to ponder upon building a personal relationship with God. As we are ending this episode, please adventure over to the YouTube channel and listen to a song titled The Invitation by Nicholas and The Old Apple Tree by Shirley Caesar and Cycles by Jonathan Reynolds to get a reflection of how it will be when you stand before God and his extended love for you when you decide to return from your backslidden state of mind and to become more aware of the sin cycle and freeing yourself of it. Also, could you have the heart to share these episodes with your friends and family? All you have to do is direct them to the Anchor.fm app, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Breaker, Pocket Cast, Overcast, Google Podcasts, and have them download. Register to listen. If you are or they are desiring to hear more episodes, please don't hesitate to click on the favorite, follow, and or subscribe buttons, which is located either at the top right corner of the app or is at the left bottom part of the app. You will receive notifications of new published episodes. Thank you. This concludes our episode for today. Thank you for listening. Your host, Wilhelmina. Have a blessed, prosperous, and productive day.